Warning, you don't really need to come to a complete stop at the stop sign. It's really annoying. Like, if there's no cops around, you can just kind of glide through. Like, coming to a complete stop takes a really long time, and I got places to go, and it's just fucking stupid. Like, for God's sakes, just, like, take a second to think about it and drive through the intersection so that other people who are behind you who have places to go can get to where they need to go, okay? Like, it's not that hard to figure out. Jesus.
Today's episode of Seriously Wrong is brought to you by being a good driver, who, yeah, makes a little mistake here and there, but who notices? On a road full of unaccountable psychopaths causing incredible amounts of destruction and pain with their reckless driving that causes horrible, horrible trouble. As a driver myself, sure, I make a little mistake. That's okay. But I'm a good driver generally. Oh, I accidentally cut you off. Sorry about that. But you cut me off? I'm going to get the crowbar out the back of my trunk. I'm going to get you at the next stop. I'm going to be banging on your window. It's going to be rough. Proud sponsor, Seriously Wrong.
Rage. I know it well. I mean, I
how well?
Well, I don't get as mad at any other time in my life, or like as openly mad as I do driving.
Yeah, I've always known you to be a pretty calm and non-angry guy who never heard you raise your voice.
Yeah, it's really rare. And I don't really do it when other people are in the car with me. But when I'm in the car by myself, I'm just like yelling at people because they're not doing what I want them to do and they're in my way and it sucks.
So yeah, when you say that you have experienced with road rage, you're talking about getting angry in your car, right? Like you've never gotten out at a stoplight and like banged on someone's window and stuff like that,
where
you
see that would be terrifying.
Crazy road rage videos.
Yeah. I guess we should pin down what we're talking about with road rage, because there's that aspect of it. There's the like giving people the finger, like trying to interact with someone. I don't really do that. I don't want them to know how angry I am, because I think part of me knows that it's silly, like that it's not really their fault.
So yeah, I think the term road rage was first invented to describe a rash of shootings that happened in California,
right
around, I think in Los Angeles, where there's like big traffic jams. There was like a period of time where a bunch of people like shot other drivers out of anger.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't shoot anyone. But yeah, that's interesting. Because I think like colloquially now, I think most people, when they're talking about it, they're just talking about that. Yeah, that special kind of anger that you get. Like I've heard so many people say, yeah, I get road rage. And I don't think most of them are talking about shooting someone or getting out of your car and doing anything like that. They're just talking about like, I experience anger while driving that like nowhere else. It's special. It's a special anger producing situation. Like when I first moved to Vancouver, I didn't have a car and I hadn't had a car for over a year, and I didn't get another car for like 5 years after that. So I had this period of my life up until 4 months ago, basically, where I didn't drive. And the little bits of time where I would drive then, like sometimes I would drive at my job at the hotel for maintenance. I would like take the little minivan or the truck there to do specific things. And I would notice like, oh yeah, I don't like driving. I don't like the way it makes me feel. So then obviously I was like, I'm going to quit this job and start driving for my job. But I think like it has to do with how serious it is, I think, that like you could die at any moment if someone does the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. And like when someone does something wrong, your fight or flight thing is constantly going. Like you're on high alert and you're ready to have an emotional explosion at all times. At least maybe not you, but me. And I think a lot of people. This episode of Seriously Wrong is brought to you by the Wrong Town Road Rage Lobby. Hi, did that asshole in front of you wait like 3 or 4 seconds after the person in front of them parallel parking got out of their way to start driving again? Jesus Christ, you know you could have moved a good 30, 40 meters in that amount of time. Well, if you're not mad about that, you should be, because being angry makes you powerful, big, strong, like a lion, like a bear, like a hawk circling its prey.
At the Road Rage Lobby, we believe in freedom. We believe in the right to express your sincere anger from a heartfelt way through screaming, banging on the...
Honking,
giving people the finger. That's a good thing. That's life. That's aqua vitae. That's the essence of the human spirit. And when big fat cat politicians and their big business buddies try to stop that and say, oh, we need to control everyone. We need to make sure that they're never angry. They never experience the full human emotions. Well, sorry, we're not robots. We're free.
Free as a wolf stalking its prey. Free as an elephant rolling around in the mud. Free as an ant building the ant palace for the queen.
Free as a horse. Free like a bear to eat her own cubs.
Aggression is the spice of life, and it's where passion comes from. If you're not getting pissed off at people on the road, then you're dead inside. You gotta be a bat, you know, in the dark, looking at people with those spooky eyes, or that those are owls. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Just get fucking pissed at people. The Road Rage Lobby, I'm a proud sponsor of Seriously Wrong.
We fight for your freedom. I'm in the process of getting my full license right now.
Right, for the first time. Like, this is the first time you've been driving?
Yeah. Like, a couple random times I've driven throughout the years, but we got pretty good public transit here in Vancouver, so there hasn't been, like, a pressing need until right now. But I definitely notice the high level of irritability that comes with, like, when you're in a situation where you're turning and, like, there's a bike coming from one way and there's someone behind you, and then the car isn't going in two different directions, then there's a cyclist and a pedestrian, and there's someone behind you, and there's just, like, all these different things you're keeping track of at once, and, like, if you do it wrong, someone could get hurt, or you could annoy someone, or other people can annoy you. Like, it's a really vulnerable position for emotional volatility, I think.
Yeah, I think the life and death thing is part of it. And I think the other part of it is feeling out of control and boxed in, especially if you're in bad traffic. It sucks so bad because you just want to go. You just want to move forward and get to the place because you're like, oh, it's only 5 minutes away, but I've been stuck here for like 6 minutes now. And I moved 200 meters like just yesterday. There was, I guess, a car accident at the corner of like 2nd and Main. And so Main Street all the way up to almost like Georgia Street was just completely traffic jammed. And I couldn't get out. Like I was trying to move into the other lane because it was moving slightly faster. And then I was like, I'll just turn off and get on a different street and go around, like trying to get out of this situation of feeling stuck. And it was so fucking annoying and angering. And I have someone's food in the car, and like I'm trying to get to their place on time, and like with this app people can watch where you are, and I'm just imagining that they're like looking at my Dodge and being like, why isn't he driving? And I'm like, I'm trying to bring you your food, I'm sorry. But yeah, I hate feeling trapped, I hate feeling vulnerable. And like those things make me angry, but what makes me the most angry, I think, is when people aren't being as assertive as I would like them to be.
Oh yeah, like someone who has an opening to take the turn that they miss and they're in front of you.
Oh yeah. It's the worst. Like someone who is waiting to make a left turn and there's a little break in traffic, and I have judged that they could have made the left turn, but they were too... too much of a little baby.
Timid.
Too timid. That's the word. To make the turn.
They're too safety conscious.
Yeah. And I mean, that's like, objectively, I'm like, that's probably good. And it's not that big of a deal if everyone's now another 30 seconds behind because of this. But it just fucking pisses me off. Because I'm like, if you had went, then I would be up at the front now. And then I would have gone just here. Oh, there's another break you could have gone in. And that would have been me if you had just went. You stupid fucking asshole. So many things like that, or like making a right turn, there's a little break in the pedestrians, and I'm like, you could have just snuck in front of those pedestrians, you wouldn't have hit anyone, it would have been fine. Yeah, I could give like a million little examples like that. And so it's not that rational in terms of like safety, but I don't know, like I have this deep concern with, everyone doesn't like this thing of being on the road and being stuck. So why not just make it as easy on everyone as possible and just move as quickly as you can out of everyone's way? And that's always my rationalization too, when I do something a little bit, maybe too assertive, a little bit dangerous. I'm like, well, I'll just sneak in front of you here. And yeah, maybe you got to like tap the brakes a bit to let me make that left turn in front of you. But now I'm out of everyone's way who was behind me. I'm out of their way and now they can make a left turn. And it's the best thing for everyone.
It was a humanitarian cutoff that I did. I cut you off to save humanity. And I'm normally a good driver. It's just one little mistake and yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, that's the funniest part is just whenever I do something wrong, it's like, oh, whoop, sorry. And you like do a little wave that they obviously can't see because you're gone now. It's just like, oh. It happens. Oh, well. And then someone does it to me. I'm like, you fucking
malicious or incompetent moron.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Wrongtown Peach of Chalif. As you all know, we've overthrown our police department and replaced it with a more accountable, friendlier, and less corrupt institution that's dedicated to helping people first and foremost. I've got a couple announcements today. The first is there is a pack of Wolverines on the playground at Gray Crossing Elementary School. It's recommended that all children visiting that playground bring their combat gear. Next, unfortunately, we've got some horrible news. The bridge extension that is intended to go against the river of feces and animal corpses on the south side of the city has been delayed again. So for the next year and a half, you will have to continue using the independently provided small boat services run by the Rivermen at your own risk if you want to get to Treasure City. And finally, I am proud to announce that the Chalif's 10-year plan for increasing road rage in Wrong City is going faster than anticipated. We had a 212 increase in road rage over the last month since the newest changes came into effect. We couldn't be prouder at the Chalif Department for this advancement, and we look forward greatly to continuing to serve you. So that's me, your Peach of Chalif, signing off, and stay tuned because great, great things are happening in Wrongtown, and we're super, super excited to share them.
Jesus Christ, what an idiot.
Hey, suck my clit.
Yeah, fuck you too, buddy. Is that guy laughing? Oh my God. Okay, let me just turn the blinkers on here. Sir, excuse me. Roll down your window. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what's the problem?
Sir, did you see what just happened back there when you were making a right turn? I was two cars behind you, so I saw the whole thing.
No, nothing really comes to mind.
Well, if you remember, the person in front of you, when the light turned green, they just sat there and didn't make the right turn, even though the only pedestrian crossing the street was this guy on a wheelchair who was going really slow. They totally could have made the right turn in front of the wheelchair, gotten out of the way. Frankly, I was infuriated. The guy in front of me, I could see him. He was infuriated. But you were just tapping the steering wheel. I saw no anger in your eyes, and as you know, that's against the law.
Oh, sorry, what? What's against the law?
Not getting angry. It's a new law. It was passed by the 4th Peach of Chalif.
This is weird. So what's the criminal element here? Like, what did I do that is illegal?
Specifically, what you did was illegal was not getting angry at the timid driver. You weren't angry, right? You didn't look angry to me.
No. I'm having a great day. Well, I was having a great day until this
right.
interesting
and new... that tapping, that was playful tapping on the steering wheel.
Yeah, it was along to the music, and I'm kind of a free-spirited guy.
So you were singing and enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you do realize that there was enough time for both you and the person in front of you to turn in front of that wheelchair. Like, you held me up.
The guy in the wheelchair
was crossing the street very slowly.
And you're allowed to go over those guys now?
I mean, you don't drive over them. You drive in front of them in the wide open space that was there. So that's something you should be infuriated about. You should start yelling. You should honk the horn, flip the bird out the window, maybe wield a weapon, like wave a knife out the window. Because we don't want to make timid driving illegal, but we do want to socially reinforce against it by getting irrationally angry.
I gotta be honest, I'm not angry. It's totally fine that he did that.
Well, that's the problem. Okay, I'm gonna write you a ticket, and
okay.
I'm going to have to send you to driving school. We've got a whole new school set up. You're gonna have to learn to be a predator on the street. You're not prey anymore. You're a lion, not a gazelle.
This is the most bizarre traffic stop. Okay, I'm in.
I mean, you don't really have a choice. You're court ordered to attend these classes or your driving license will be revoked.
Okay, do I have to go there now or does it start on another day?
I'll give you the ticket. I'm going to go to my car now, write you the ticket. You'll get a letter telling you when the classes are. So just sit tight.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, at least be pissed off at me about it.
Well, you're not driving timidly.
Technically. Fine, whatever. I'll be back. God.
We got a clip.
We got a bunch of clips,
actually.
We got
some clips from Aaron's delivery work. I don't know, maybe we should...
don't play.
Yeah,
play
just...
They're kind of embarrassing.
But
yeah. I did record them for this episode.
Well, because I don't know, when you tell me, hi, I'm Aaron Moritz, and I get angry on the road, I'm a little skeptical because you're such a calm guy. I might want to hear that for myself, like as an audience member.
Yeah, this is a version of Aaron that people don't hear. Like literally nobody other than me would have ever heard this until now. Because like I said, if someone else is in the car with me, I'll get mad, but I definitely hold back on the yelling or the like grousing out loud at people that I do when I'm alone. And it's so funny too, because I'm often playing music I like, and I'm often like singing along to the music, and there will be like this almost zero transition from like singing to screaming at someone to going back to singing. Because as soon as the situation's over, then I'm just like done. It's fine again. I'm moving. I'm happy. Back to the song. But for those like 6 seconds or whatever when I'm feeling wronged, feels good. Feels good to let the anger out. All right. Well, that's it for the mini version of this episode. If you want to hear the rest of what happens with the corruption and Wrong Town and the clips of me, all that stuff is available over at our Patreon or our website via PayPal subscription. You can download the full version of this episode and also many other bonus episodes and get access to future bonus episodes. Thank you so much for listening. We love you.